This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you guys know what that means. Welcome back, Midday Show. All right, here it's time to check in with Philly's jail here. The last couple of weeks.
Jail?
Well, we had Jordan Romano in there, and well deserved for the beginning of the season. But I don't know, it threw harder in St. Louis. I guess it was in Atlanta on that game that everyone fell asleep during. Hit 96, 97 on the gun. Are we considering letting Jordan out on good behavior? What are we thinking?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, you want to let him out?
Yeah, I think so. It all depends on what Kyle thinks. What Kyle thinks? I don't think Kyle's going
to leave it up to me.
Well, no, I mean
he stays in for now.
Wow.
Hold on. You don't get to murder somebody, and then after 1 week of good behavior, they're like, okay, you're good.
All right,
he needs to put in a little bit more time.
Okay, how about this? His ERA is still over 10.
Yeah,
I think we need to come down to the single digits before we consider legitimately opening the door.
Especially with
guy.
The way he acted at the beginning of his sentence.
Yep.
Like, he needs to display a lot more.
He had to fight in the cafeteria, remember?
Y'all holding all that against him.
Yes.
Y'all do.
Yeah. We keep track of the behavior here. That's how this works. All right. But we have to open a new cell because it is long beyond time that we put Brandon Marsh in Philly's jail. It's time to put him in, lock him up, throw the key away. Because this is, Hugh, it's an O for April. Is anyone else wondering how long this could continue for? Let's say he's in the lineup tonight.
He has been flying under the radar because we've been so focused on Bone.
Yeah, 0 for April.
Yeah.
Zero. I mean, today is April 14th, which means if he goes hitless tonight, if he even plays, he will enter the 15th day of the month without a single hit this month. And most of these at-bats stink. It's just a ground ball to the right side or a pop-up to center field. I think it's time we put Brandon Marsh in jail.
Maximum security prison.
Damn.
He might need to go to solitary confinement.
To get
it's
his
been
mind
terrible.
Right.
It's been so bad.
He's not
bad.
In gym pop. He can't be in gym pop.
No,
he's way too dangerous to be in gym pop. Yep, we can.
Solitary? I think solitary is more than acceptable at this point.
No socializing.
No, you're out.
24-hour lockdown. 23-hour lockdown.
Yeah. All right, and listen, if this doesn't work, we're sending you to the maximum security prison, the federal prison. That would be AAA. You go to Allentown if this doesn't work. All right, Brandon Marsh to prison. Let's put him in there. Philly's jail.
Oh, I hate to see it.
Guilty!
He's in.
Guilty. That's funny.
We do this just to use the guilty.
Yeah, I mean, really, yeah.
It's an excuse.
Can we hear from Brandon Marsh talking about letting his guys down right now?
It's been a rough start to the season for sure. But, we just got to keep our head down and, try to win as many ball games as we can. I know I'm not doing my part, which stinks the worst. I just feel like I'm letting my guys down, and I need to be better for them.
Yesterday, laid down the bunt, drew a walk. You kind of in the mode right now of just like trying to do whatever it takes to have like a productive at bat, a day, etc.
Most definitely. Like I said, just going through it right now, and. I gotta do anything I can to help this ball club win, and right now I'm not doing that, so I gotta figure some things out.
All right, all joking aside, and obviously we're having some fun with
at least he's self-aware though.
He is,
unlike some other folks.
should they send him down to the minor leagues? Like, all joking aside, he has been, since the middle of last year, one of the, in terms of strikeout rate, one of the worst hitters in baseball. He doesn't do anything else particularly well right now. He's hitting 108 this season. Now, he has two options left. He can be sent down. You know, when players play long enough, they can't be sent down. Like, you know, no matter what Trey Turner did, they couldn't just send him down without his permission. He's played too long. Brandon Marsh could be sent down. Should the Phillies send him down? And if you say yes, there's two options. One, they could call Crawford up the way Rhea suggested. Or if you think he's not ready, you could just play Rojas for 2 weeks. I mean, at this point, and you know, I don't think much of Rojas as a hitter. He's not worse than Marsh right now,
mm-hmm.
and he plays a better center.
We're down that bad, huh?
Well, I'm
down bad, homie.
Yeah, I am down bad.
Down bad.
He doesn't even hit in April. Would you send him down? Let's start there. Yes or no?
I would say probably. Let him get his mind right. Yes, I would send him down because it's obvious. Like, he's the only one that I've heard thus far. Haven't heard all the cuts, let me put that out there, but the one thus far that is in the realistic space of where he is right now with this club. So I would say, yeah, I'll give him a couple weeks down there.
Kyle, would you send him down to the minors?
Yeah, why the hell not? I mean, I'm willing to try anything at this point. I'd rather not see him fight his way out of it in the majors because he's not. If it was a guy like Castellanos or somebody who has a proven track record in Major League Baseball, I'd be more willing to say, like, let him fight through it. You know how Topper likes to do that with some guys. Brandon Marsh has never really shown that he can be a consistent hitter at this level. I mean, the guy never really hit lefties, and now he's not hitting literally anything. So, I mean, it feels like the only real option left.
I mean, there is one more, variable in this, because I said Rojas. Now, Gabriel Rincones was one of the stories of spring training. He went to AAA because there wasn't a spot for him on this team. He's got three home runs at AAA. I mean, you could bring him up here, and you could send Marsh down just to have an extra outfielder, and you play Rojas in center, but you incorporate Rincones. I don't know. I mean, we're obviously scratching at the bottom here.
Mm-hmm. If this is the conversation that we're having, and people really want to sit here and say it's too early to have concern.
Well, it's not. I mean, because we're considering sending down a starting player.
And playing Rojas every day.
Remember 3 weeks ago when they said he was going to hit lefties this year and play against lefties? They took 2 weeks to pull that plug.
Yeah, and not only that. The reason why I'm kind of on board with you guys is because Topper has been more proactive about pushing buttons. So this looks like when you talk about your team struggling the way that they did in this weekend that you just had, I don't think it's being overly panicky to try to make moves right now just to get this team going.
It also could send a message to everyone. Like, hey, nobody's safe here. This guy's been in the big leagues for four or five years. He's been here since 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Even we'll send him down. I mean, he's not a star, but he's certainly established enough that it's a big thing if they send him down. I mean,
nobody's above this.
No,
that kind of puts some external pressure on Dave Dombrowski too.
Sure it does.
Like, that was one of his just trade deadline acquisitions. Traded away the catcher supposedly of the future for this guy.
He traded away one of the better prospects he had when he got here.
And he's a negative contributor to the team.
Right, it really is. All right, 215-592-9494.
Guilty.
Yeah, guilty, Brandon. We're sorry, but we're not. All right, Hugh. Before we go further. Why don't you give everyone a third clue? We have an incredible prize to give away today. And
third
people
clue?
Are stuck on your first two clues here. I mean, I know you're just ready to tell the story, but we have a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link coming up a week from this Thursday night at 7 p.m. April 24th. All right, Hugh, clue number three today. What do you got?
This one should knock it out of the park for some folks. Mm-hmm. It's associated with this upcoming weekend.
Hmm. Okay. All right. All right, let's go to the phone.
Why are you laughing, Kyle? Those are some fire clues. I don't care what you say. Those are some fire clues.
If we have to get the three, it's not.
I know.
It is. People aren't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is the teacher blaming the student.
I'm just saying.
You taught better, you'd have A's.
I'm just saying, hey, you guys are smart. You're just not using your brain right now.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's what it is. You're not using your brain.
You're turning it around on people. Yes. Maybe if the clue's a little better. Drew in Philly's up. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
Hey, what's Drew. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I mean, with the Phillies,
Kyle.
I get what everybody's saying, but I look at it, there's still 90% of the season left, so it's just hard to be that worried about it and take it that serious.
It's not that hard.
A lot of people are there.
90% of the season, Kyle? That's a lot.
I don't care. I took the pledge, Drew. I don't know what you want me to do.
That's the best.
Drew, I get it. I get what you're saying. Let me ask you a question, though. If you're going to walk across a pond that is frozen, and you can look out, 90% of it looks good, but you look down right in front of you, and there's a crack in the ice, you feel great?
what's on the other side of the pond? How important is it to get to the other side there?
Well, in this case, we have to play 162, so you have to get across.
If it's important and 90% looks good, yeah. I'm going.
See, I would go too.
You're gonna fall in.
But I'd be getting bracing myself to fall right through that ice.
Nah, yeah. So I hear. So I'm not.
Yeah, forget
I'm not as concerned. What I'm more concerned is with how do we get Cowboy Jim off the radio?
Well, there's
can we do a poll? Can we do a petition?
Well, so a poll
would not go well.
Yeah,
for
a poll
him.
Wouldn't go well. But polls don't really have much weight. We put up polls every day. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, now, Hugh just spins them whatever.
Yeah,
way.
Hugh lies about the poll results. But,
he sounds like the guy that goes through the drive-through, eats a couple fries, gets back in line to go complain that he didn't get enough fries.
He does.
I don't know why he let this guy call in.
You know what, Drew? Let's do a petition.
People do that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I like the petition.
If we get enough
names on a petition, we will consider banning Cowboy Jim from the midday show.
Yep, I'm all for it.
All right.
All Cowboy fans.
We'll start with Jim. Okay, we'll start with Jim. All right, change.org. Are you gonna put the petition together, Drew?
Org. No, oh my goodness.
Me put the petition together? Yeah, Kyle said he would.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
All right, he will do it.
I never said that.
When you screened me, you said that.
Well, I hope they see me on
TV. I think you're going to get the wax out of your ears there, bud.
All right, Drew, what is Hugh talking about? What is Hugh's clues today? What's your answer?
Groundhog?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Didn't we have that already?
Disaster.
Joe lost it.
Yeah.
Joe lost it.
It is April 14th.
This is an indictment on Hugh's clues.
What do you mean? What? I thought you meant an indictment on me.
No, well, I mean, on your clues.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I that's probably a guess I probably would have gave. if I didn't get arrested, I guess.
When's Groundhog Day this year? April 14th. Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Debbie in Glenside. What's up, Debbie?
I'm here.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, guys. Hi, Joe. Hi, Hugh. How?
Hey, what's going
I'm
on?
I'm one of you people out here.
You're a you person, I guess. You people. Go ahead, Debbie. I don't know how to say it.
So how I feel about the Phillies, yeah, I think it's not too early to be concerned. They have a track record, and I'm not feeling a gel in the team, and you got to have a gel. Not that it can't happen, but there's nobody on the team that's giving it a spark. Dave Dombrowski didn't get somebody completely new and different to give him a spark, and no one on the team is really a shining spark. And I just don't have a good feeling. And it seems like everybody says the same thing every year. It's early, and they have their ups and downs, but we all know that their downs seem to come at the wrong time, even though they did beat the Dodgers. So that's the way I feel about it.
I feel very similar, Debbie, and I think you're right about that. They didn't add any spark. They feel flat. It feels like a flat team right now.
Yeah. As for the animal, my answer was taken. It was seahorse. But I will say that octopuses, Komodo dragons, and hammerhead sharks also have weird reproductive processes.
That was an insane way for you to put three guesses out there.
You know what? I respect it, though, Debbie.
Unreal.
Debbie helped everybody else that might have had that guess.
No one had any of those.
Maybe an octopus.
Maybe.
You took a handful of darts and just chucked them wildly at the dart.
I'm not mad at that.
I kind of respect it.
I mean, I am not mad at that. None of them hit.
Well,
which is the craziest part of the
whole. But that's part of the analogy. We throw darts at a dartboard. You're not expected to hit all the time. You're just throwing them. You just see what happens. And she threw three out there. That was three guesses in one. Now, if she had said, "Can I have three guesses?" we all would have said no.
No, but she asked for forgiveness more so than permission.
Yeah. I think that's the better way to do things most of the time in life.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You just say, "I'm sorry," and everyone moves on. If you ask, they're going to say no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's how we do half the things we do on the show. We just do it, and then we ask afterwards, and then usually they're mad at us. Dem in Delco, what's up, Dem?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dem, what's up?
Got a guess for Hugh.
What you got?
I was going to go with rabbit.
Rabbit. Now, Dem?
That's a really good guess.
It was an outstanding guess, not at Dem. All right, what do you got from the Phillies? You worried or not? Yeah. Where are you at?
I think I'd be worried. I mean, it just feels like they just keep repeating. It's just nothing new. I feel like they all said like the daycare is over. I don't think it really is. I think that's just a facade. I think Bohm's still kind of struggling to get out of whatever slump he's in. He probably needs a fresh start, and I think the Phillies could use a little shake up in the rotation in the field. I think Turner should go to the outfield, get Sosa in a little bit more.
Well, Dem, I'd be all for that. Unfortunately, it feels like they don't like to broach those subjects, and they just kind of run the status quo out there. And meanwhile, Sosa's been one of their best players, and he sits the bench, you know, half the time here, which just drives me crazy. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, let's grab this call, because we were talking about something earlier, and Kyle in Westchester wants us to stop doing something. What's up, Kyle?
All right, so a few of the callers love to kind of throw everything back on Bryce somehow because Turner had a bad season and JT didn't have a great season last year. How is it Bryce's fault that when he vouched for JT to get re-signed, JT was the best catcher in baseball. He's still throwing people out. He just threw Ohtani a couple games ago. And when Turner, when he was on the block to, you know, come here, he was mashing with the Dodgers. He was hitting grand slams in the World Baseball Classic, and he did a job going to first base. You know, when Rhys Hoskins went down, he did that for the Phillies. He can't necessarily go back out in right field because Castellanos is already established there.
Well, hold on, I understand your large point, but Castellanos, they can move Castellanos to left field tomorrow. We're leaving Bryce at first because of Nick Castellanos?
Well, the way that you that like Brandon Marsh struggled in left field, just like we just saw yesterday. I mean, is it that easy for, you know, an outfielder who has established herself in a position to just move like that?
But Nick was signed here to play left field. When they signed Nick Castellanos, they had Bryce Harper. Right? Then
so is that
obviously
why they moved Harper?
What's that?
So they moved Castellanos to right field when Harper went to first?
Yeah, when he got hurt in 2022, where he hurt his elbow and he had a DH that year, the World Series year. They moved Castellanos to right field at a necessity because they lost Bryce Harper.
Okay, and I don't understand how, you know, it's Bryce's fault or, you know, why isn't Dombrowski doing anything about, you know, the outfield to kind of address
I agree with that. I mean, I think people get frustrated because it feels like they just signed Bryce's buddies, and if Bryce's buddies don't play well, people point it back to him. But you are right. Ultimately, Dave Dombrowski is in charge, right? He's the grown-up in the room, and he's been doing this for 40 years. If he puts together a team that's not that great, it's on him. I agree with you more than I disagree with you that Harper, he shouldn't get a large share of the blame. It's kind of part of the story.
I understand. And I have a guess. I haven't been laughing like the last half hour, but anybody say clownfish?
Clownfish.
Clownfish has not been guessed yet. Kyle, we appreciate it.
No, that's a good guess.
What do they have to do with this weekend?
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a clownfish festival going on this weekend.
Maybe.
I mean, you would know about those more than
really.
We would.
Clownfish.
You seem to know what's going on in the festival world more than the rest of us. Algorithm stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. You know that furry festival coming to Philly in August.
Oh, no.
I will be there.
Why?
Going to the furry festival.
Why?
Just going to hang out. I'm just hanging out. You know, I'm going to take pictures.
Yeah. Now I know what the YouTube audience is going to comment on during you people later on in the show. Now I know what's going to happen there. Well, you do whatever floats your boat.
That's going to float it. I'm going to go. I'm going.
Oh, goodness. All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Hey, Joe Kyle. What's up, man?
What's up,
hey,
bro?
Terrence.
First of all, I want to tell Daryl Murray to shut the hell up. This guy is irking by this time. I don't know how he's coming back another year when his whole tenure here has been a disaster besides signing James Harden. It's been a disaster.
It has stunk. Terrence, he has not been good here. I mean, they had a good draft pick with Morey. It looks like going with McCain. But his NBA acquisitions here have really gone backwards. Not good.
And he talks like he's on 10 gummies. He talks like slow, like he's... Like, he just took 10 gummies before these press conferences. Like, this guy needs to get lost. He never done nothing at the gym, if you ask me, in his whole career besides signing James Harden. As for the Philadelphia Phillies, man, we got to be worried right now because, like I said a couple weeks ago, we get up for the Dodgers and these other teams come in and we play down to the competition. We have a problem right now. I think we scored in the last five games. I listened to the broadcast. We scored six runs in the last five games. That's horrible to me. And I feel like I don't know what you have to do with the bats right now. But to me, we have to get on all these guys, man. And I heard you say something, Joe, that they try to protect Harper. But in the Atlanta series, they try to protect him. But versus the Cardinals, he didn't do nothing. They went right at Harper, and Harper couldn't manufacture nothing. He got a single yesterday, but other than that, this whole lineup has been struggling. And I hate it with these guys. When one person is struggling, the whole team is struggling at the plate. And to me, that's a cause for concern, because to me, it's the same old with these guys. And we know right now, I said it before, the Mets, they're not going nowhere. And, you know, we know the Braves are lonely, but we never know what teams are coming up in baseball this year.
The whole NL West. I mean, Terrence, the West is what we thought the East was going to be before the year. They've got obviously the Dodgers are going to be there, right? The Giants have played excellent. The Padres have played excellent. Yeah. The Diamondbacks are good. I mean, if the Phillies think they're just going to sleepwalk to the playoffs, they're wrong. They need to play well to make it.
Yeah. And, Joe, this is on Dave Dombrowski. Like, you put the same team out 3 years in a row, you ran it back. And to me, what does that call, guys, when you do the same thing over and over again?
Insanity.
It's called insanity. You're running it back, and you're getting the same result. Like, to me, in the offseason, you had a chance to shore up the outfield. You had a chance to shore up the lineup, and you didn't do it, Nebraska. This is on you, buddy. Like, they said you were this excellent guy, so excellent at doing what you do. I haven't seen it since you've been here either. So, to me, you're on Daryl Morey level, buddy.
Well, that's not a place you want to be. I mean, no one wants to be on Daryl Morey level. Terrence, how about that? Good phone call. He came in with the Morey slander and came out comparing Dombrowski to Morey. I mean, that was
a pretty good call.
Planned out.
Really good call.
You're right, Kyle.
Can we find a different go-to phrase other than the stupid definition of insanity thing?
You tired of that one?
I mean...
It's ran its course?
Yeah, like, we can get a little more creative.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the same thing over and over again.
You're tired of
that. I mean, that's, you
that's
know.
That's the definition of insanity.
Well, it's not even, by the way. It's not even the definition of insanity.
Do you want
to? It's a stupid saying.
Yeah, do you want to give the actual definition of insanity?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm just tired of it.
Okay, I get it. No argument. Ken, it's Cinemitzer. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
What's going on, Ken?
Ken, welcome back. How you doing?
Are you with me?
Oh, we're here. You with us?
Okay. Yeah, I am. I had you on speaker. I took you on speaker by accident.
Okay. I said, welcome back, Ken. How are you?
Yes, it's good to be back. I'm well. I'm a little tired of wine, but other than that, I'm well. So.
Well, he got it in this weekend.
Wine country,
So first of all, let me get the guests out of the way first. Is it one of Hugh's favorite meals too? I believe. Is it a chicken?
Yes.
It is a chicken,
it's a
Ken.
Chicken.
You are headed to the Eagles draft party, Ken.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Yes, you got it.
Ken been on fire lately.
He has. He's on a run here.
Because he listens.
Well, chickens have a relatively unique reproduction.
Do you care to explain?
Hens ovulate like every day. So hens can just keep on popping out, fertilized eggs. Day after day after day. So they can be always basically pregnant, which, would be like a nightmare if you were married to something like that.
Yeah, that's a lot right there.
That's a lot. And Ken, that's exactly what it was. And it's called, roosters don't have male reproductive parts. It's called a cloacal. And it's called a cloacal kiss when they actually do it. And they can do it like up to multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I know everybody like, what the hell?
I'm not going to touch that one.
No, but that's what it's called. It's called a cloacal kiss. It's called, it's above board.
You're not getting this anywhere else besides the show.
Hard-hitting facts.
From Hugh's algorithm.
I'm on good behavior. So the problem with the Phillies is not the lineup. The problem with the Phillies is the roster. It is fatally flawed. I've said this before. The roster construction of this baseball team is fatally flawed. It is, first of all, it is way too left-handed, which is something that has occurred over the last couple of years. But really, you can almost trace it back to when they just decided that a guy like Rhys Hoskins, who hits 30 home runs a year from the right side of the plate, was just disposable. And that was because Bryce Harper, who I love, so I'm not the Bryce Harper truther here, but Bryce Harper was unwilling to go back to right field, which made and they already had a DH because Kyle Schwarber can't do anything but DH. He probably doesn't even own a glove. So it made Bryce Harper just redundant in this, or Rhys Hoskins redundant in this lineup. They've never replaced that right-handed bat. The right-hand Castellanos was not supposed to be the replacement for Rhys Harper. Castellanos was supposed to be an augmentation from the right side for Rhys Hoskins.
He was supposed to be a six hitter, and he became a four hitter. Unfortunately,
and,
yeah.
You know when, yeah. when Rhys Hoskins, you maybe remember this, but when Rhys Hoskins went down in spring training, it was Bryce Harper himself who said, "We lost the leader of our baseball."
Yep. Oh, can I? I think you're right. They have not replaced that. I think back to the 2022 run in the playoffs when I think this group was at their best. And they started the games with Schwarber, Hoskins, Harper, 1-2-3, and that was a younger and better version of JT that batted a cleanup a lot. They don't have that guy anymore, and they don't have that Hoskins anymore. They've been trying to replace it for years. They hope Turner's bat would do it. They hope Bohm would progress. None of this stuff has happened.
Well, not only that, but I mean, Rhys Hoskins did strike out his share,
but he walked.
But he was the most disciplined hitter in the lineup.
Yep,
Rhys Hoskins year in and year out was amongst the leaders in the National League in pitches per at bat seen. He always gave you a major league at bat. And they've never replaced that on this roster. And you know, at this point they have a whole bunch of guys who basically do the same thing. And I think they're a 92 win team just by accident because they're not going to go 0 for April like as a team for the rest of the year. So they will score runs, and the pitching staff is good enough that they'll be in most games. And, you know, there's some bad teams out there. So that will lend itself to, 90-plus wins. But I don't even think 92 wins necessarily get you into playoffs.
I'm not – yeah, Ken, I'm starting to think that it's going to take more than we thought. Ken, we appreciate the phone call. It's a fair point. The Giants come in red hot. There's a lot of good NL teams right now. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. We'll come back at your phone calls and, of course, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA Play-In Tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA Play-In Tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.